Sunday Before Easter Narrative. The Last Entry into Jerusalem. Chapter 67 of the Gospel of the Holy Twelve. On the first day of the week, they came near Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany, by the Mount of Olives. He sent out two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village that lies before you, and there you will find tied up a donkey, on which no one has sat. Untie him and bring him here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing that?' then say that the Lord needs him, and they will send him with you directly." They went their way and found the donkey tied up at the intersection of two roads. They freed him. Several men who were standing there asked them, "What are you doing with the young donkey? Are you freeing him?" When they answered them as Jesus had instructed, they let them go. They brought the donkey to Jesus and laid their garments on the animal. And then he sat upon it. Many people spread their garments down along the road, and others cut branches down from the trees and cast them before him. The people who went before him and those that followed called out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of Jehovah. Blessed is the kingdom of our ancestor David. And blessed is he who comes in the name of the highest. Hosanna in the highest." In this way, Jesus entered into Jerusalem, went into the temple, looked around, and when he had taken everything in, he told them this parable. "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon his glorious throne. All the nations shall be gathered before him, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. He shall set the sheep on his right hand, and the goats on his left hand. Then shall the king say to them on his right hand, 'Come, blessed of my parent, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. When I was hungry, you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you sheltered me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.' Then shall the righteous answer him, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? Or when were you thirsty and we gave you drink? When did we see you as a stranger and house you, or see you naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and came to you?' The king shall answer, 'Behold, I manifest myself to you in all created forms. And verily I say to you, what you have done to the least of my brothers, that have you done for me.' Then shall he say to those standing on his left hand, 'Depart from me, you evil souls, into the eternal fires which you have prepared for yourselves, until you are purified seven times and cleansed from your sins. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not shelter me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then shall they answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or in prison, and not care for you? Thereupon he shall say, Behold, I manifest myself to you in all created forms. And verily I say to you, what you have not done for the least of my brothers, that have you not done for me. And the cruel and the loveless shall be punished for ages. If they do not repent, they will be completely destroyed. However, the righteous and the merciful shall enter into life and peace everlasting.